the Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
For today's Copo, a babysitter wants to know if she was in the wrong after a mother freaked out on her for ordering DoorDash while she was watching her kids. The mother said it was irresponsible to have someone come to the house without asking permission, even if they were just leaving food at the door.
Pizza delivery people have been doing it for ages.
I mean, mom would have an issue for sure if maybe she invited her boyfriend over, or maybe she invited another friend to come hang out while she's babysitting. But that's not this case.
Doesn't DoorDash just like leave it on the front porch?
Literally.
Do they even like ring the doorbell? Yeah.
They knock and leave sometimes.
They send me a
You don't have to wait to pick it up.
There it is.
Well, in your case, they drop it off at the neighbor's house. Then you got to go find it.
Right. It's a fun little hunting game.
All right. So the mom is upset because there was a stranger at the house, apparently.
Yes.
I wonder if that's it. There's got to be more to it than that. Is the mother being irrational? 585-252-9233. Yes. The babysitter probably should have sent a quick text or told her, hey.
I wouldn't have. Just order your DoorDash. They're in and out.
Clearly, I'm sure the signs are all there that this woman is a bit, I don't know.
Controlling?
Helicoptery. Is that a word?
It is now.
The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
For today's Copo, we had a babysitter reach out. She wants to know if she was in the wrong after a mom freaked out on her for ordering DoorDash while she was watching her kids. The mom said it was irresponsible to have someone come to the house without asking permission, even if they were just leaving food at the door.
Texters chiming in, 252-9233. Mom is a psychopath. I would never babysit for her again.
I don't know. I kind of am in defense of the mom. I have follow-up questions. Like, what if the kid has very severe allergies, you're ordering food, and like, I don't know, they're not common allergies, so you wouldn't necessarily know about them, or like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Allergies are a huge thing. Also, how is that fair if the kid's still up and you're like drinking a milkshake and eating fries, and the kid's sitting there eating broccoli? That's not very nice.
Kid can go get a job, get his own food. Oh, was that out loud?
Go to bed. I said go to bed. I'm eating fries.
I think it's a little... I mean, DoorDash usually just walks up. Do they even knock on your door, or do they just hit you on the app?
Not mine.
It's like they leave it at the front door, and you just go get it.
Yeah, you have it set to whatever, like not or contactless. So you don't even have to see anyone. So it couldn't be about the stranger danger, because they don't come into your house. It's not like you let someone into your home.
Could be looking in the windows while they're walking up.
Well, I think it's just the mom. We don't know. But there's a lot of really over-the-top parents for whatever reasons of their own. Obviously, the mom has some sort of fear that she's projecting onto the child. So you
think a little helicopter parenting going on here.
Right. Well, that's in my opinion. Again, this is, you know how everybody's like, nobody wants to hear your opinion. Actually, we do. This is the court of public opinion, 585-252-9233.
I mean, have you ever had a babysitter that you freaked out when they came to watch your kids? That, like, did things that you didn't think you had to tell them about?
Yeah. Yes, it was awful. But it wasn't just delivering food. Yeah, it wasn't
other
just,
stuff.
Oh, yes.
Let's get into that next. When we posted this question on Facebook, I did not expect the response that we got.
But I love it.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, and Hope. What's one babysitter moment you laugh or cry about to this day?
Well, it's first of all, I got to follow up with the story that I promised real quick.
Yeah.
Now, I had a boss many, many years ago who was engaged to a woman with two teenagers. Okay. He came to me and he said, hey, can her daughter babysit your girls for the summer? Like, she needs some money. It would be great for you, because I could not find a great childcare. I was like, wow, she could come to my house. That would be great.
You got friends in common.
Oh, my gosh.
References.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Find out this kid every day is taking my girls down to the park while she meets with boys. Okay. The house was always a mess. Never picked up a dish, got nail polish on my carpet, And like, I could go on and on about the nightmare that this girl was every day. I did nothing but worry. And I couldn't fire her because she was my boss's soon-to-be stepdaughter. So I just had to go on and on for the summer. I was like, I will never put myself in that position.
This is why what
ever
you just stated,
again.
I, except very rare instances, do not do business with family and friends.
Yeah.
I love my family and friends.
Probably because you've done what I did and learned the hard way.
Right. And I would rather have the friendships than the business relationship, because once the friendship is tarnished, it's kind of hard to get that back.
And what was funny is this girl would adamantly tell me she didn't. But Morgan,
how did you find out about the boys at the park?
My oldest.
Your kids narked on her?
Well, yeah.
Oh.
I'm like, does she think they're too little? Like, Morgan tells me everything.
Nark.
The minute you leave, she's like, she took us, because Morgan's always been a very big rule follower. So even Morgan knew the rules.
So how old was she at this point?
Oh my gosh, 6.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 6.
All right.
Yeah. And she was like, she took us across the railroad tracks, which we're not allowed to go across, right? So she is all like, you know what? How dare you leave us with this person who has us breaking all the rules.
So this went on all summer?
All summer. I could, it was awful. It was the worst feeling in the world. I was like, school can't start fast enough. Oh, man. We have a lot of funny texts, though. This goes... My cousin stuck her head through the rungs on a rocking chair and had to be cut out from it. Oops. That's rough.
Karen, I slept over since the mom was out late. I woke up to the kid eating my mint chocolate chip chapstick. Mom was already home. They both had a good laugh about it.
Oh, that's the trouble with those flavored chapstick.
This is out of all the way. And we got... I don't know, two dozen comments on here. This was the craziest one out of all of them. Colleen, my best friend and I were watching a family of 7. It was bedtime. We started putting our little charges to bed. We had everyone in bed, but one little girl was missing. So we walked around the big house calling for her. Just as we were starting to panic, we heard, "Hold it right there." She had a .22 rifle pointed at us. "Freeze," she said. I managed to grab it from the side. We put her in bed and hid the gun. When the parents returned, we told them. They laughed and said, "Oh, she does that all the time. She watches too many cop shows." Our own parents never let us babysit there again.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
a kid pulls a gun on you?
Yeah. I mean, it was probably, shnikes. I'm sure it wasn't. I don't know. It does. There's no excuse. That's terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
Watching 6 boys, they decided to have a spaghetti fight. I just left the room until they were done. My pay was 50 cents per hour. And that was probably a long time ago.
Dang. Christine says, my kids opened up their Christmas presents they found hidden. They were like 3 and 4 years old. So our babysitter rewrapped everything so we wouldn't know. Had them all wrapped up back under the tree. And so then she took the wrapping paper she tore off, hid it in the trash, and took the trash out. We did not find out until Christmas morning. When the kids were like, oh, yeah, I already knew I was getting this.
Not me, but my friend of mine had her boyfriend at a house and the parents came home early. She shoved him in the closet and the dad drove her home.
Just bailed on
him. And the boy was
him.
In the closet?
The boy was still in the closet.
Oh, my
gosh. That's kind of scary, actually. Could
That's
you imagine
terrifying.
If mom was walking around the house and had to get something out of that closet?
Oh, my gosh.
Even if she didn't, he just, like, just sneaks out. You just hear a door close. Like, how long do you wait before you're like, hi.
Funny story.